You know, people have tried to guess over the years who my connections inside the NFL are. And honestly, it doesn't take that much guessing. And I'm not going to bring up any names here. So if you think I'm going to finally tell you straight out who it is, I'm not going to. But I'll tell you a quick story. So in the last week or so, I was in a bar in Queens, and I was trying not to look at Twitter. But my girlfriend went to the bathroom, so I said, hey, let me find out what's going on in sports. And then I saw a note come up that somebody got fired. And I immediately kind of went into shock. This guy's a friend of mine. I am very close with his family. His family all live in my neighborhood. And when I say his family all live in this neighborhood, I mean they all live in this neighborhood. I didn't know how to react. So I went up to my local. I was not in my local. I was in a different bar. I went up to my local, and sure enough, the family was in there. They were drinking heavily. They had tears in their eyes. And then I talked to this fella's sister-in-law. And she's crying, and she said, I just feel so bad for his kids who have to move again. And I hope that fans in some way can have perspective when it comes to these kinds of situations. You know, these are just guys that run these teams. This is just their job. They don't romanticize it. They don't view it as some blessing. This is what they're good at. And since they're good at it, they get paid well to do it. But when they get fired, it is not, hey, what's the next opportunity? When they get fired, it's, okay, we got to put our house on the market. Okay, honey, you've got to tell your friends that you've made here over the last few years that we're probably not going to live here anymore. All right, kids, you know those friends you made at school? We got to leave them to go to some random city that I'm not even sure of yet. And you have to change schools again. Can you imagine what it's like for these kids to change schools every couple years and never be able to plant their flag anywhere? And then I'm sitting there with this family, and they are visibly upset. Because to us, it's just a sports story. A team moved on from a guy. To them, their brother got fired in public. I've been happy to know this guy for a long time. I was texting with him a little bit in the last few days. He's got a great temperament. He's got a great outlook. He is not negative or depressed about the whole thing. He's pissed, and he should be. And one day I'll tell you more about what happened. But I will say that what a wake-up call it was to feel the pain of somebody losing their job like that. Because I've had other friends that got fired, but never quite like this. So the NFL gave me a wake-up call this week, which is, you got to learn. These jobs are all temp gigs. Nobody's tenured in the NFL.